Good
morning,
morning,
everyone.
Today is another devotional. What happened yesterday?
I don't know, but the sun is shining on my eyes.
Yesterday we were not able to record. We apologize.
Yeah.
Family of Montague people watching. But it happens. Life happens. We did not record. Mm-hmm. But here we are, bright and early. The next day, we're able to record today until our baby boy wakes up. He's still sleeping. God bless him. Little boy, he's perfect. Mm-hmm. And today's devotional is called Take It or Leave It Advice. Have you ever received advice in your marriage? I feel like this is a commercial. Mm-hmm. Have you ever received commercial? Have you ever received...
Você já recebeu?
Have you ever received advice for your marriage and you didn't know whether to take it or leave it? Well, this devotional is for you.
Let me translate.
Okay.
Você já recebeu... What was the word?
I didn't say You can't translate
What was the word? What was it? Commercial ended. Obrigado por estar aqui.
Okay. So take it or leave it advice. If you have received advice from somebody and you didn't know if it was good or bad, you should take it or not. This is what the devotional is going to talk about today. So our verses were finally in Deuteronomy. That kind of rhymes. Finally in Deuteronomy. Amen. And it's chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. And our main verse today, Deuteronomy 7. 7 through 8. The Lord did not set his affection on you and chose you because you were more numerous than the other peoples, for you were the fewest of all the peoples. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors. Wow. And so going back to the verses to understand what's going on, this is driving out the nations. And so God is continuing to send the Israelites into their promised land. And they are, this is what it says, when you enter the land, drive out many nations, the Hittites, the other names that I can't pronounce, send them all out. Even though they're stronger and bigger than you, this is what I want you to do. Basically, destroy them all. Make them leave the land. Mm-hmm. And so it gives some of the rules. Do not marry with them. Do not give them to your daughters or your sons, because then they'll lead you astray and you will not follow me anymore. Basically, all of those things. And it was kind of reminding the Israelites, God isn't choosing you because you're better. Or because you're bigger, because you're not, you're smaller, but it's because I made an oath and a promise to your ancestors. And so if God made a promise to you, he's faithful to fulfill it, just as he was with these Israelites here. And so here's our devotional. Before we got married, we received a lot of advice from family and friends. We read a lot of books of marriage that offered counsel, how to keep marriage romance alive, how to handle finances, how to define success in marriage, and how to deal with conflict, and even detailed suggestions about how to approach the wedding night. Some of the advice was good, some of it was not. Let's be honest, almost everyone feels the urge to offer engaged couples wisdom on marriage, even if it's unwanted, even also in the devotional. When you're about to have a baby, they're like, you're about to never sleep again. You know, people make comments like this. Like, people give advice, you know, even if it's unwanted. For me, Kelly,
That person gives the advice.
Oh my gosh.
Not for babies, because I don't have a lot.
For the married.
But I love to give advices for the future married people.
What is one piece of advice you give married people?
Depends the person.
Oh my. Okay. Yeah, that's wise. That's a good
and
answer.
Like, if it's, of course, a girl, I talk to the girls. And I mean, actually, I make a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like, are you guys in love? Of course they are. But
no, we're not. We're just choosing to get our parents put us together.
No.
My dad traded me for two goats.
Are you excited to get married? pursue God together. You're going to see that it's so beautiful. And blah, 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 blah.
For me, Kelly, my views on marriage were influenced most significantly by two people who didn't share their opinions in words. During our wedding ceremony, I looked at my parents, who had been faithfully committed to one another for 30 years. Their example was the most powerful statement about marriage in my life. If you're looking for advice on marriage, God's word contains the best information and advice. And God's unconditional, enduring love and commitment to his people is a great model for human marriage. It's the most profound example we could ever look to. It trumps even the best marriage advice. It is amazing to think about God's unswerving commitment to his people as a model for marriage. Such a good point, huh? He made that commitment. Even if they weren't obedient all the time and following him perfectly as he instructed, he didn't give up on them. And even throughout the Old Testament, you're reading and like Israel like did something horrible and God's like, why did you do this? And then they're like, yeah, but God, and then they come back and then they leave, and it's just, oh, it's heartbreaking, you know? Mm-hmm. Throughout scripture, God's relationship with his people is described in beautiful and poetic language. For example, God's words to the Israelites in Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 9 are riddled with phrases of marriage. The Israelites were a people holy, set apart to the Lord, verse 6. God set his affection on them, verse 7, and chose them, also verse 7. He loved them and kept the oath he swore, verse 8, and they were to know that God is the one and true faithful God, verse 9. Look at some of the other marriage talk in the Bible. We are the bride of Christ, Revelation 19:7, and we will celebrate the wedding supper of the Lamb in heaven, Revelation 19:9. We've mentioned all those things in our devotionals. That's so good. A good, healthy marriage can reveal the depth of God's love for us in profound and even overwhelming ways. We were struck by this truth when we had a double date with our church friends, Willis and Betty. Seemed like great people, huh? This wasn't our normal double date. It involved watching a rather cheesy video and having a hymn sing with an accordion. Wow. You see, Willis and Betty were in their 90s, and they had been married for more than 70 years.
Wow.
I knew they were good people. I knew it.
Yeah.
Those names, Betty and Willis, were like, oh yeah, those are enchigos.
Old names.
Old people. As we watched them finish each other's sentences, chuckle with laughter together, and give each other a little kiss on the cheek, we came away with a revolutionized understanding of romance. That was real love. That was the love. That was the way that God loves us. It was determined, unwavering love for a lifetime and beyond. Whether you've been married for 40 years, no wait, whether you've been married for 70 years or just 70 days, your earthly marriage can serve as a concrete example of God's passionate and determined commitment to his people. Want some good marriage advice? Seek to love your spouse the way God loves you.
Yeah. You know what? This reminds me of the promised. I don't know if I told many people, but when we met, I think I told here, yeah. Before I met you, that God promised that my husband and I would have this role of the sacrificial love that he would have for me. Do you have? I wish you do. You would, huh? like Christ in the church, you know, to learn how to love in this way and represent this,
mm-hmm.
and to understand God's purpose, you know, for marriage inside of this sacrificial love and church thing. So we also get an expectation and preparing ourselves for his coming.
Mm-hmm. I said this on our wedding night, on our vows. Mm. I will love you like Christ loves the church. I said this in our vows of our marriage.
Nice.
Have I always done it? I'm trying.
Yeah.
Maybe not always, every perfect time. Our questions here today: how does marriage between a man and a woman illustrate the relationship between God and his people? Yeah, I think it's perfectly illustrated throughout the Bible.
Yeah, I think it's amazing. God is perfect, so perfect. And he shows us, his wife and Israel, as being, I think, human represented, like imperfect or unperfect. How do you say that?
Imperfect.
Imperfect. And with a lot of failures, but he keeps loving unconditionally, keeps loving us unconditionally and coming and bringing us back, you know, and promising amazing and beautiful things for us, restoring our lives again, over and over again. You know, he does this. God is amazing, and it's crazy to think about how he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's all represented in the Bible and through Christ.
Yeah. My first preaching message in Brazil, July 2019, it was a couple days after I got here. I went to my first agenda and I preached about unfaithful Israel.
Mm.
About how God was basically looking at Israel and said, I picked you up when you were nothing, when you were naked, you were still wallowing in your blood.
Yeah. And I cleaned like
you.
That too.
And I picked you up and I took care of you and I gave you a name and all of these things. And then you betrayed me. Like, doesn't that hurt? That God done all these things to pick us up and clean us and give us a life and a name and a purpose. And then we just, I don't need mm-hmm. you, God. You know, mm-hmm. that's what Israel did to God over and over and over.
His all is there. His all is there.
And if we look like at our own life, we have made decisions like that in our life as well. And so take it or leave it advice. How does marriage illustrate? You know, I think our marriage is also supposed to be lived in a way where people see the love of God through our marriage, right? Where the way I love you and sacrifice for you, the way you love me and sacrifice for me, people can see the example of God loving mm-hmm. his people, mm-hmm. right?
And yeah, and nowadays I was talking to a friend from our church. We're having a couples and children's day in their house. And we had some nice conversations and how easy it is for people to divorce nowadays. Mm-hmm. And that's sad. That's not the will of God. And unfortunately, it happens, right? But if you're married now, like, continue to be married. Do your best to continue to be married. Mm-hmm. Because it's so important for God, your marriage. And he takes care of us. Nowadays, it's so hard for young people sometimes to maintain their marriage. They already, actually, there's people that takes a long time to get married. Mm-hmm. And they don't really want to. Like, it's not as much valued as in the past to get married. I'm saying people that don't go to church, they don't really value marriage. Mm-hmm. So inside of the church, we have to do this exercise of sacrificial love. And it's a choice to continue to be together with that person with mm-hmm. their defects. One day you loved that person and pray for God to bring it back. And the way to teach each other with caring and love, mm-hmm. cherish, right? I think it's God renews that, you know? Yeah. He pours out again the love for us when we need. He strengthens us mm-hmm. again to continue to be married. And we have to fight. We have to fight because fight for our marriage and fight for our family. Mm-hmm. And our children are much, much better with parents than with the things that we can give them, mm-hmm. right? So better to have mom and dad together than a different circumstance.
Yeah. Also, I want to comment on that. You have to fight as well. Like yeah. Marcella said, this week we've been attacked, I think, in our marriage.
A lot about, and not just about our marriage, but yes, in many areas.
I think that's why we didn't record yesterday, because we were just, all the pressure, everything was going on and being attacked. And I think the reason why we're being attacked is because we are being used by God. We opened ourselves up lately to be used by God, and God has given us opportunities. We've been, one night we were with a couple till 2 a.m. giving them some advice and basically sharing freedom, how to have freedom and things like this, and overcoming some things in our lives and other couples. And well, God is using us, teenagers as well.
Yeah.
It's just been so great. I'm so grateful for the last couple of weeks where God has been giving us opportunities to give the gospel and to preach hope to people. However, now we're under attack, right? And so we have to come together strong in our devotion life and continue to pursue this. And our marriage needs to be an example. Mm-hmm. And so just as the second question says, what are some ways our marriage reflects God's attitude towards his people?
Just one comment.
Go ahead.
Like this lately things being used by God, it's like you open up your house, you open mm-hmm. up your family sometime, or you go somewhere. It's like the work that we have been doing with these families, with these people that God has been using us, I think it's bringing freedom mm-hmm. to them. But at the same time as we are bringing freedom, it's like the same demons that were attacking them, they start to attack us and get annoyed. Mm-hmm. This is what I felt. I don't know if I told you this before, this week. But this is what I felt, that I feel attacked by the same things that mm-hmm. were attacking them, mm-hmm. you know. And praise God, they can have freedom. And now we have to fight spiritually to overcome, because we can't let these demons attack us now mm-hmm. because God is good and he can work through us and use our lives. And it's amazing. It's glory to his name.
Yeah. Question number two. What are some ways that our marriage reflects God's attitude toward his people? What are some ways that our commitment doesn't reflect this? And so I think as we've been saying that our marriage is supposed to reflect this, I think just as we were saying that sometimes Israel wasn't pleasing God with their obedience and their actions, and sometimes the wife or the husband isn't always doing the standard, meeting the standard of the quality of the other spouse, right? This week, I let you down, you let me down, this happens, right? Mm-hmm. We let God down, Israel let God down, we have to still love them and be faithful in our commitment, even if we don't always agree, or if there are difficulties or things like this, mm-hmm. right? I think that mm-hmm. having mercy,
yeah,
showing grace in these areas, you know, where we're not perfect people. Mm-hmm. We are just trying to be transformed daily to be more like Christ and to be yeah. a better husband, to be a better wife, to be a better father, a mother, mm-hmm. all of these areas, right?
Yes. And for example, for like 2 days or 1 day that and a half that I felt attacked by something I noticed that changed, like the way I was acting or the things that were coming up to my mind were different than the before, the atmosphere changed. So I was like, whoa. There's something going on. So I had to seek God and spend more time with God and pause for baby.
Do you remember your answer?
Yes. So okay. As I was saying, when I was attacked and I noticed, so I had to spend some time with God until this got better. So as I was also busy giving classes and doing some other things and responsibilities and had to make lunch and this stuff. But all the time I was praying, spending, keeping my heart with the Lord. Why is this going? What's going on? What is attacking me? So I had to spend this time with God. And also my husband then sat down with me to pray and to put things back into place. The Lord help us to get better from that and delivered so we can continue to live his calling. But I felt like those things, those demons attacking me were stopping us from our calling, from what the Lord wanted us to do. So that's also why I think we couldn't even record either. Yeah. So it definitely affected us. So mm-hmm. now we are back.
Now we're back.
Here in Jesus' name.
Back in action, right, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In our third question here, our final question, how will we personally commit to love each other in a way that reflects God's love for his people? Yeah, I think just as you were saying, that sacrificial love, when we sacrifice mm-hmm. for each other to not just doing things for the other person, but sacrificing our own will, sacrificing to give mercy where mercy is not wanting to be given, like, oh, I'm really upset, but giving mercy, right? Mm-hmm. Showing grace in these areas and just loving them in that sacrificial way. I think that's
making noise, huh?
Yeah, you're making noise, bud. I think that's the best way. Whoa! Just yeah, it's a ball. It's kind of a ball.
Oh, you're so cute.
So cute. You want to talk?
Yeah. Talk.
Give some advice today.
Jesus.
Okay, so I think that. Yeah, I think that's one way that we can definitely commit to each other is through that sacrificial love. Mm-hmm. And anything else that you want to say about that point?
I think, yes, as a family, we will show the love of God and everything that comes to us. We will show the love of God between each other and with our children and also with the people that comes to us. Yeah. It's necessary. So we can be godly people, even when we are grumpy or things are not going well.
Yep.
The Lord helps us, is strengthening us to be better, right?
Yeah, I want to be an example everywhere we go.
Yeah.
Not just to have a good marriage or show that we're happy or doing well, but mm-hmm. I want to show the love of God everywhere I go, ultimately. This is our marriage is a mission. We've said this so many times that we live our marriage as a mission. Our mission didn't start when we got married either. Our mission started when we both started following Jesus separately. And now we get to follow Jesus together and be a mission
together
and reach mm-hmm. people together. Bring the love and hope of Christ everywhere we go. And mm-hmm. so That's my goal.
Yeah. One more thing. Also, it's not a competition of couples or anything like that, or families, like who has the better family or things like that. But it's all, we are all the body of Christ, mm-hmm. and we are all playing our own role in the body of Christ.
Yeah.
So helping other couples, helping each other, helping other people, teens, families. We are doing what God is calling us to do. So it's not about a competition who has the best relationship or anything like that. And it can't be like that, because when it gets that, we lose the focus, right?
Yeah. Perfect, guys. So take it or leave it advice. I think taking advice from the Bible is always the best place to go.
One advice that I always give that has all to do with it, I always give an advice to people that are getting married that I know that they know Christ or they're following. And I said something like this. You have this responsibility of showing and representing God's love, Jesus's love, and the church in your marriage. So it's not just about you and your husband. It's about God's sacrificial love, Jesus's sacrificial love, and the bride being loving, being prepared, being kind, you know, being the virtuous woman that mm-hmm. says in the Bible, you know. So always this type of advice I give and then I keep going.
Yeah, perfect. So we're going to pray here to end our episode today. Thank you guys for joining us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. Thank you for my son being able to join us for a little bit of our devotional today. Lord, I pray for all of our listeners today that you bless them in their marriage, in their relationships, or even if they're single, Lord, bless them and lead them on the path that they're supposed to be. Help them not to compare to anybody else, to compare to any other couple or any other single person, Lord, but we can just be faithful to you, Lord. And just as you loved Israel and continued to give them chance after chance after chance because you made a promise and an oath to them, Lord, I pray that you will continue to put us in the right direction so that we don't treat you in the same way that Israel did, Lord, that we love you and we sacrifice for your love, Lord, just as you sacrificed for us. And I pray that all of us today, right now, can take godly advice from the Bible. We can also have couples around us to lead us in the right direction through prayer and wisdom, Lord. But I pray for all of us to just make wise choices, Lord. We love you so much. Thank you for sacrificing for our life, laying down your son for us to be free. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.